Ted Kitchens. He's the executive director of the Manchester-Boston Regional Airport. And I've been looking forward to having Ted on again because I have an anecdote which he may enjoy. But let me start off by saying good morning, Mr. Director. How are you?
Good morning, Jack. Doing great. How about yourself?
Good. I don't have to ask how busy you are. In the last, 4 weeks, I've been traveling a lot, especially on weekends or coming out of the week. Travel is booming by air. People are out and about, and you, people going to Florida, coming back and forth. You must be quite busy.
We had a very good 3 or 4 week period there for absolutely. The winter break was very strong for us. We were down maybe 10% over winter break 2020. Remember, that was before the pandemic was officially declared on March 11th of 2020. Mm-hmm. By the World Health Organization. So we actually had a good February winter break in 2020. We had a very, very strong winter break, and obviously, you know, the additional competition or the new competition between carriers here with the introduction of Spirit and the competitive responses by American and Southwest is benefiting the consumer. It's amazing what competition can do, right?
It is. Isn't that amazing, Ted? What a free market get involved. I wish it would happen in healthcare.
Exactly.
I wish it would happen in healthcare. Real quickly, I hear good things. Spirit seems to be getting pretty popular in terms of some of the choices you're now offering with direct flights.
Yeah, April 20th, we start our nonstop daily flight to Myrtle Beach. Fort Myers is still going really strong. Usually when summer happens, Fort Myers and Tampa gets turned off by Spirit Airlines. They don't fly that as often because it just doesn't work for them unless you're like in the super large markets like, you know, Houston and, you know, New York, you know, those type of markets. Those still perform well during the summertime, but usually they'll turn off the Fort Myers and Tampa flights, but they're now extending Fort Myers because it is doing so well out of this market. And we don't know if that's going to continue through the summer, but we will start Myrtle Beach April 20th, and we'll still continue the Orlando and Fort Lauderdale flights. And then around Labor Day, they'll turn off Myrtle Beach and turn back on Fort Myers and Tampa. So that's just the natural ebb and flow that they do to make certain that they're putting their aircraft in the right markets.
And a lot of people tell me they're flying out of your airport, Manchester Boston Regional Airport. And I'm telling you my anecdote, which is a fun true story about Logan Airport and why I hopefully never fly out of there again. But real quickly, Ted, a lot of people are flying out of Manchester, going down to Florida, and while they're down there looking to buy a second home. The real estate market in Florida around some of the Tampa and these areas is booming.
Yeah, it is. It's even tighter than here. Yeah. And, you know, unfortunately, I think over on Monday it was, or sometime earlier, maybe it was late last week, we had very bad weather in Boston. We had a bunch of airplanes divert into Manchester because they couldn't land at Boston.
Mm-hmm.
And a funny story on this was, you know, one of them was a United 737 MAX 9, a very large airplane, flying nonstop red-eye from LAX to Boston. They had to divert into here. They sat him on a ramp for 2 hours. They took off, circled Boston for an hour, and ended up in Newark.
And
you know, half that airplane was probably from Northern Mass or Southern New Hampshire. But they had to take the nonstop flight, quote unquote, out of Boston instead of being here because we have perfect weather here. I mean, perfectly sunny.
Yep.
So that nonstop flight really didn't work well for those folks coming back to Logan. So. Right. These things can happen anywhere, and just because you have a connection doesn't mean that, you know, you're going to have a bad experience. So
or better. Yeah, exactly. That might not go very smoothly. Hey, real quickly,
right.
Ted, I'm going to share my story. I had to go to a buddy's daughter's wedding a few weeks ago, and the only because it was booked, and I didn't do the booking. So I grew up north of Boston. I know all about Logan and Boston. So here's my take on why you want to fly at a Manchester-Boston Regional Airport. Not just because of the flights, not just because the airport's always manageable and fun, and in my opinion, it's just a nice experience going in. If you get there early, you can go to a nice little restaurant in the Manchester-Boston Regional Airport, relax. But, Ted, parking. You probably know where I'm going to go with this. So we had a weekend wedding going to Indianapolis, and we parked, and we were smart enough to know as I get older, we took a picture of the level and where we park. So when you get back, a lot of people forget, you know, where do we park?
Yeah.
So that main Terminal A parking garage, and I should have remembered this from growing up, I didn't know that there were several areas that had the same numbers. And if you didn't really mark the elevator or the terminal entrance, you were walking around. So we were walking. So and then they got the thing on the wall that says you are here, but it doesn't tell you how to get there. So I'm I like to navigate, and I'm pretty organized. And it took us almost as long as the flight to find our car. I guess said never again. But then it gets better, Ted. And you don't have to say anything because you're competitive and biased like me, and I'd rather fly out of New Hampshire and Manchester, Boston, Regional Airport any day of the week, any night of the week. So we get our vehicle, and you're going down, like, from the seventh level. You probably have heard about this. And you're following the exit signs like you should, right? That's normal. Exit, right. Exit. And then they got these barriers up because they're doing work, but they didn't tell you that the exit's blocked. So then you got people behind you honking.
Oh, goodness.
And this is at nine. This is nine at night on a Sunday, or 8:30 at night on a Sunday, going, I got to back up because this is closed. Same thing's going to happen to you. And there's no sign saying exit ahead blocked due to construction. So the whole thing was like a traffic jam. And I'm going, I can't wait to get to New Hampshire. Why did I fly out of Logan? That's a true story.
And you paid $48 a day for that experience.
The whole weekend, I put in the credit card. It was $114 to park there. I could have parked in Manchester for a month. I mean, so when you go to Manchester, Boston Regional Airport, even the daily parking's easy. And you just come across the skywalk. You're in the terminal.
Yep.
You come up the stairs. And it's just a nice, relaxing experience out of your... Now, you'll have the ways. You'll have everything that everything... But the people, it's a better experience, and it's close to home. And for the parking, if nothing else, why would you go to Logan? That's just my editorial commentary.
Yeah, and that's something that I appreciate that. Thank you very much. Got a marketing gig for you if you need it. This radio thing doesn't work out for you. But no, that experience is exactly, you know, what we like to remind everybody. I mean, life is about choices, right? And you can choose to go to Logan, but, you know, you have that consequence potentially, like you experienced, right? Or you can choose to fly out of Manchester and have a nicer experience and not as stressful of an experience, right?
Yep.
So, you know, it's all about the consumer choice, and, you know, we like to think that, you know, consumers would choose us because of that easy, friendly atmosphere that you described and how easy it is to get through the airport and then get going on your way.
And
I mean, think about it this way. When you push back from the gate here, you don't have a 30-minute taxi to get to the runway end like you do at Logan sometimes.
Yeah, you're waiting
for off the gate here.
Yep.
5 minutes later, you're rolling down the runway.
Yeah, you're right. You're waiting for the old plane on the tarmac. The last thing I'll say is the roads in and around Logan. Now, I grew up 11 miles north of Boston. I know all about Revere. I know all about Saugus. But if you go that one, Route 1, to get back to 95 or 93... They have all the taxes and money in Boston. But you leave a couple wheels behind because of the potholes on some of those roads. I mean, like, you can't even see them. It's terrible. All right, Ted, thank you. Manchester, Boston Regional Airport, Spirit Southwest, and more. Ted, thanks for making it easy, fun, and convenient. And keep going. Thank you.
We'll keep doing what we're doing. Thank you, Jack. Appreciate your support.